Wait, those are wait. Wrong for did sure. you?
This could get.
Oh, I did it wrong already.
No, it sounds stupid.
Are you ready?
This could get awkward.
I think that was perfect.
I'm gonna have one more bite.
All right, we are recording whenever you're done chomping. It's insane how much I can hear.
Okay, like, I'm done chomping now.
Swallowing. Like, no, it's like not like you're a loud eater. I can just yeah, I hear so much. It's crazy.
This is a good mic.
All right, okay. Hey, and welcome to episode 21 of This Could Get Awkward.
Woot woot.
I'm Janelle.
I'm Sam.
And if you want to ever get in touch with us, there's lots of ways you can do so. On Twitter, it's at TCGA Podcast. On Facebook, This Could Get Awkward. You can also email us at thiscouldgetawkwardpodcast@gmail.com or head over to our website, thiscouldgetawkward.com. Cool.
Nice.
You got something you said you want to start with?
Yeah. So, okay. Where to begin? Basically, I eat a lot of curry. And
ain't nothing wrong with that. Curry's good.
Therefore, I bring it a lot for like lunch at work. And I personally think that it smells really good when I warm up my lunch and eat it, and it smells delicious.
Yeah.
And I think most people think that it smells good. But I work across the hall from this woman who, she had someone, like, she was, like, in her office with this other woman. And then the other woman, like, left. And then when she came back, I think the woman whose office it was must have been doing something, like, spraying something or, like, trying to make it smell nice in her office. Because then the woman who came back in was like, oh, do I stink or something? And then they both, like, whispered for, like, a minute. And I was like, oh, no, she's probably being like, she always eats up her curry. And it, like, really smells like curry in here.
But you're just assuming right now at this moment, right? You don't know?
I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure. And now I'm like, oh, I still bring curry. Like,
yeah, is it going to stop you from bringing curry?
No, it's absolutely not going to stop me from bringing curry, but it is going to make me enjoy it 5% less than 5%, like that 5% being replaced with like guilt.
No, don't even worry. Curry guilt. Because you know what? For the last year or more, I've been making eggs at work.
Oh my God, your eggs really stink. I remember how much they stunk. This is my karma from your stinky egg breakfast.
I remember you came in, you're like, ew, you stink. And I was like, great, awesome, cool, thanks. Because you don't realize how much something smells when you're around it when it's being made, right?
Yeah.
And like, and it's completely overpowering.
Yeah, that's true.
So I
and
just
curry isn't for everybody. Neither is the smell of rotting eggs.
Hey, I'm not eating rotting eggs at
Aren't
work.
Aren't you?
No.
Okay.
While we're on the topic of food, I guess I'll share this awkward
Can
moment.
Can I have another bite of my dinner? Sorry.
Sure?
No, it's cool. I was just kidding.
So I was out this weekend and did like a little trip away, and my boyfriend and I were going out to eat, and we, while waiting for a table at this popular restaurant, we were just like out on the sidewalk. It was a nice night. And so we're just like waiting out there for our table to get cleared in like 10 minutes or something like that. All of a sudden from, oh, I don't know, just like the next block, like you could see it from where we were standing. You just hear this huge boom and then this horn and just constantly going off. And we glance at each other and we look down, and I was like, oh my gosh, that sounds like a car accident. And a couple of people start like kind of quickly walking down there. And then we realize this person hadn't run into another person, a car, it, like nothing. They hit a telephone pole.
Oh, a stationary object.
Yeah. Like what?
Aww.
Like head on, enough that the hood of the car crumpled up.
They must have been distracted or having a brain aneurysm.
I don't know.
I thought they were texting.
That's what I was thinking. Because it was, she was making a turn down a street, didn't turn properly.
Perfect time to shoot a text off.
Just smoked a telephone pole, and you could just hear people talking like, wow, how embarrassing is that? She just hit a, you know, a non-moving object, and there's people like rushing down there. The horn is just continually going off. So it's drawing all the attention in the world. And I did actually.
Was she okay?
She was. She was pretty shook up because our server actually ended up going down there and helping her out, got her a glass of water and made sure she was okay. Somebody went and like turned off the horn for her, lifted the hood and did that. The cops showed up a few seconds later, and what I apparently she
Good
said
job,
happened.
Society.
I know. It was a lot of nice helping people. But apparently she said the sun was in her eyes and she took the corner too tight and smoked
that can
a
happen.
Telephone
I mean,
pole.
Sometimes mm-hmm. that freaking sun in your eyes is dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that is what happened. And I would have dreaded to be in her situation because there was like 40 people getting up from their dinner table and like staring down the street at her and being like, oh, what's going on? What's going on? Because as you know, people are nosy.
Yeah.
But that was a bit of excitement before dinner. Luckily, everyone was okay.
Cool. And how was the dinner?
It was delicious. It was lobster. So we got to, the waitress actually put the bibs on for us. That was interesting.
Because you're little
babies. Yeah.
All right. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess while we're on a little bit of vacation talk, I totally forgot this happened. And it happened a couple of weeks ago. I was on vacation with my entire family.
Your fam jam? Your fam jam vacation?
And I want to say I forgot about it because it was pretty embarrassing what ended up happening. And I felt really bad about it. My brother's girlfriend, who actually listens to this podcast regularly. So.
Oh, cool.
Shout out to Jacqueline.
Shout out to Jacqueline.
She brings a lot of toys to the cottage. So one thing that she has brought for a couple of years has been
like
this,
for her kids or like adult toys?
She does not have kids. Okay. Adult toys. Like inflatables. She brought this cool frisbee inflatable game this year. She has a hammock that she brings every year, and it's one of those ones that you can kind of hang up anywhere. They're made out of material. So I decided to take a nap after dinner because, I mean, sun and drinking all day.
Yep.
Get a little tired. Yep. So I took a little snooze. And my boyfriend came over and he climbed into the hammock with me. Definitely this hammock has held my brother and his girlfriend sleep on this hammock all the time together. My parents have been in it together. Like, okay, you're getting the idea here. Adam and I are laying in it and it is fine and it's good. And then he goes to get up and get out of it. And all of a sudden it's just, and the whole thing ripped in half.
Ripped in half.
Yes.
Like this, like if this was your hammock, I realize this is a podcast, but if this was your hammock, did it rip here?
It ripped
in a T-shape?
Not in the way that you would be laying in it. So horizontal of the way that you'd be laying in it. And just shredded it. And I was like, oh my gosh. We're too fat for this hammock.
No. Neither of you is fat. That hammock has obviously seen some things. And like many nights and like, I wouldn't worry about it.
I felt pretty bad about it. I think Jacqueline had been sleeping at that time and I had to break the news to her afterwards that I had destroyed her hammock. And I was like, I'll buy you a new one. And my brother was like, don't worry, I'll buy her one and blah, blah, blah. And she was like, she just couldn't believe that it was broken. And I was like, I know. I've seen two other people lay in it before. Why couldn't we? And it was just it was kind of embarrassing. My mom stitched it up though, and I don't know if I don't know if it's holding for them.
Uh-oh.
But yeah, those are a couple embarrassing moments that have happened, or awkward moments, I guess.
I can tell one about a bike adventure I had.
Okay.
So I'm in like a beach volleyball league. No big deal. We're in like first place.
Woo-woo.
And I was biking to volleyball and it was the second time that I had biked to volleyball. So I was like, I know the way. I don't need to use my GPS today. I can totally do this. And cut to 2 minutes into the bike ride. I'm lost. I have no idea where I am. And like, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm just going to go in the general direction that I believe is the right general direction to go in. But then I keep getting caught in these cul-de-sacs that turn me around where I'm not supposed to go. So anyways, I just like, and I was like running out of time. It was super hot. I already had done like a big bike ride and I was on my way to volleyball. So I was like, I'm going to get tired before I'm even playing. And then I pulled off to the side to pull out my phone and like check GPS, like where do I need to go? And as I'm doing this, a woman across the street from me is crossing the other way, like away from me. And I didn't even take note of until when she completed crossing the street, she was like, do you want me to pose for you? And I was like, pardon? Because I was just like, pardon? Like, I didn't understand. And I have bad vision as well. So I was like looking at this woman trying to like add context to her question. And at first I thought she was like pushing a stroller and was like being cute and joking, like, take a picture of me and my cute kids. Or I don't know. Like, that was my initial thought. And then I realized it was a woman pushing like a grocery cart of like garbage bags. And I was like, oh, it's like a homeless woman. And then I was like, oh, she must have like seen me with my phone out and thought I was like being some kind of
like you were a-hole taking a photo in society. Of her,
yeah, like taking a picture of her. And I was like, oh. And then at this point, she was just like angrily like walking away. And I just like called out like afterwards. I was like, I was just looking for directions. Like, I didn't want her to think that because that's terrible. And then I was just like, just keep biking to volleyball. And I got there and I was like, bah, what an adventure.
All right. Now it's time for like the serious conversation.
Oh, what are we talking about? Seriously.
It's bathroom talk.
Oh, bathroom talk. The very serious conversation about bathroom talk. Yeah, let's get into it.
Okay. I didn't even realize that this was a question or anything that anyone did differently until this. I don't know how this conversation came up between my boyfriend and I, like, a week ago, and I brought it up to you and one of our other friends. And
yeah.
And since it's come up multiple times, and everyone is just alarmed by what people are doing in the bathroom. And what it is my boyfriend mentioned something. He's like, oh, yeah, like, weird people who stand up to wipe. And then I was like, what? What do you mean, weird people who stand up to wipe? That's what everyone does.
Ordinary people.
Right?
Those are just ordinary people.
You stand up, right?
Yeah. Like, how else are you supposed to, like, access the full depth of your crack to wipe all the poop out? not standing.
He said that it's awkward to stand with your pants around your ankles. But I'd say it's far more awkward to reach your hand between your legs and try and get it all cleaned up.
It's not awkward to stand with your pants around your ankles. You're not like dancing. You're freaking standing in one spot, wiping your bum.
And you're giving yourself better access.
How do you
am alarmed.
Do it sitting.
So
how does that work?
When this whole conversation came up, because you and I are the same, but one of our girlfriends, it's not a guy and a girl thing either. Because one of our girlfriends says she sits down.
Oh yeah, that was surprising. Until that moment, I did think it maybe had something to do with penises. And then I was like, oh, this is just like a personal choice that some people make to stand or not to stand.
Or does it have something to do with like whoever taught you how to go to the bathroom? So
interesting. Maybe there's like families of standard. Maybe this is like a family thing. Like you come from a family of standers or sitters. Did you survey anyone else in your family?
I did not. However, I did speak to two other people about this, but they're not families. One of them was a man, and he says he stands up. The other one was a man who was alarmed that anyone stood up, and he sits down. So we need you to tweet us and help us solve this question. Do you stand or sit when you wipe? Now, I will tell you that I tried it.
Ooh, that's cool.
I decided to try it this weekend because I thought, you know, I don't understand how people are doing it, why they're doing it this way. It can't be better. It can't be easier. However, for females who have worn a romper, do you own one?
No, I look like a thumb when I wear them. But I know what you mean. And I think I know what you're getting at.
So
how you have to like go full naked basically to use the bathroom.
Like, rompers are the worst for that reason. I recently bought a new one. Couldn't tell you why. But it is loose enough that you can just slide it to the side and go pee.
Whoa. Whoa. All right.
So, while doing that, I decided to try the sit and wipe.
Sorry.
I love how this conversation is still, like, you're still hungry after having this conversation, and you're still eating your
dinner. My beautiful dinner sitting beside me, and, like, I want nothing more than to, like, swallow it whole. Go on, though. What were you talking about? Was it still something to do with wiping your ass? Yeah, it was.
Well, yeah.
Tell me more about wiping your ass.
Not even just your butt, like, just wiping.
Your front bum.
In general. Yeah. Because I always stood up. I tried it sitting down, and it works. For the front, not the back.
Sorry, I took another bite. I'm done now. So we recently inherited a squatty potty.
Wait, what?
Our friend's grandfather passed away, and he had a squatty potty.
But you took an old man's squatty potty, and you are now using it? And it's not even your own grandfather? It was a friend? What?
You've got the facts straight.
We recently inherited a squat. That's not something that you inherit.
We cleaned it.
With bleach, I hope?
We like super cleaned it. I continue to clean it very well once a week.
Now you both use it?
Should I do it more often than that? Nope. I don't know. It's actually in our guest bathroom.
Well, see, that's weird. Now your guests probably feel like they need to use it.
No, we asked on open dialogue about it. We had some people over on Saturday night. I think someone used it and pooped.
I don't even know what a squatty potty is. Like, it goes on top of the toilet?
No. It's just like a little footstool that tucks under your toilet, but you pull it out when you go to poop, so you put your feet on it, and then it, like, puts you in, like, a super squat position that just, like, unclenches some part of your sphincter butt area and allows your poop to be just, like, way more efficient and pleasant.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you what I thought a squatty potty was.
Cool.
And pretty much what I was envisioning was the potty that you put on a toilet for a kid learning how to use a potty so they don't fall in the toilet.
Oh.
Ew, right? Had you inherited that from an old man?
Oh, yeah, that's... Yes. That would be gross.
So this isn't nearly as gross as I thought it would be. You're just putting your feet on it. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, so, okay. But, like, I can see how if maybe this standing, sitting thing has to do with leg length. Because when I'm using a squatty potty, it's, like, as if I have super long legs that I have to bend, like, really high or something. Maybe. And then I feel like I have greater access to, like, stay seated while wiping. So maybe it's a leg length thing.
So, like, tall people can sit down and wipe. But
wait,
short
though,
people,
you said Adam is a sitter?
Yeah, he's not tall.
He's not very tall. Spencer's not super tall either at all. I think they're probably about the same height, and he's a sitter, so that can't be right.
We haven't figured it out.
Go back to the drawing board.
All right. Well, that was an interesting conversation. Well, let's wrap that up and let us know. Do you stand or sit when you wipe? We need to figure this thing out, okay? You can get in touch with us.
We should create a shared Google spreadsheet and have, like, everyone just contribute data freely so we can figure out.
You know what I was thinking? Maybe just, like, a Twitter poll.
Oh, that's simpler. Sounds more effective. Let's do that.
Okay. Good. Cool. You can find us on Twitter at DCGA Podcast. on Facebook, This Could Get Awkward, or email us, thiscouldgetawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. And I guess we'll sort this out. We'll do our scientific survey and have the results to you in the future.
Cool.
Maybe. If we remember.
No, we'll remember.
Okay. Well, if anyone votes.
Yeah.
That's probably the bigger piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
Anyways, we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Bye.
Bye.